You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Giving of the Law. Shemot chapter 19 verses 1 and 2. Arrival at Sinai. In the third month after the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. And when they were departed from Rephidim, and were come into the wilderness of Sinai, they encamped in the wilderness, and there Israel encamped before the mount. Shemot chapter 19 verses 3 through 9, God's proposal. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagles' wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will hearken unto my voice, indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be mine own treasure from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and set before them all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. Shemot chapter 19 verses 10 through 15. Preparing for the Torah. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down into the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And you shall set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that you go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether be beast or man, it shall not live. When the ram's horn sounds long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their garments. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day, come not near a woman. Shemot chapter 19 verses 16 through 25. The Day of Revelation. And it came to pass on the third day, when it was morning, that there was thunder and lightning and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of a horn exceedingly loud, and all the people that were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. Now Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the horn waxed louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai to the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also that come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you did charge us, saying, Set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, Go, get you down, and you shall come up, you and Aaron with you. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth against them. So Moses went down unto the people and told them. Shemot chapter 20, Aseret HaDibrot. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto thee a graven image, nor any manner of likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousandth generation of them that love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any manner of work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For in the 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gave you. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people perceived the thunder and the lightning, and the voice of the horn, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled, and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak you with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before you, that you sin not. And the people stood afar off. But Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, Thus you shall say unto the children of Israel, You yourselves have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make with me gods of silver or gods of gold, you shall not make unto you. An altar of earth you shall make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come unto you and bless you. And if you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stone, for if you lift up your tool upon it, you have profaned it. Neither shall you go up by steps unto my altar, that your nakedness be not uncovered thereon. Now Moses also taught the children of Israel the following: the civil law, laws regarding the Jewish bondsman, laws regarding the sale of a daughter, laws regarding murder and manslaughter, laws regarding the killing of a slave, laws regarding the penalty for bodily injury, laws regarding death caused by an animal, laws regarding open pits, laws regarding an animal damaging property, laws regarding the stealing of livestock, laws regarding self-defense and the payment for theft, laws regarding damages caused by livestock, laws regarding custodians, laws regarding a borrower, laws regarding seduction, laws regarding sensitivity to the helpless and abandoned, laws regarding free loans, laws regarding integrity of the judicial process, laws regarding the Shabbat, laws regarding the three pilgrimage festivals, and God's promise to send an angel, given the Hebrew swift passage to and conquest of Eretz Israel. Shemot chapter 34, We hear and we obey. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the ordinances, and all the people answered with one voice, and said, All the words which the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses wrote on all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and built an altar under the mount, and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent the young men of the children of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he dashed against the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they said, All that the Lord has spoken will we do and obey. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you in agreement with all these words. After these teachings, Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 elders ascended the mountain. Moses alone ascended to the presence of God, where he remained for 40 days and 40 nights. God instructed Moses as to the building of the tabernacle and all the holy objects that were to be contained in the tabernacle, as well as the appointment, vestments, inauguration, and succession of the Kohanim. Moses was also instructed as to the Tamid offerings, which are the morning and evening offerings. Shemot chapter 31, verses 12 through 17, Shabbat. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily ye shall keep my Sabbaths, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that profanes it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath and observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he ceased from work and rested. Shemot chapter 31, verse 18. Moses receives the tablets. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of speaking with him upon Mount Sinai, the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God. Unfortunately, when the children of Israel were waiting for Moses to return from the mountain, they began to doubt whether he would return at all. The children of Israel felt that they needed a tangible presence to take Moses' place as an intermediary between themselves and God. So in their misunderstanding and lack of faith, they created the golden calf. God becomes enraged and told Moses what had occurred. God told Moses that he would destroy the children of Israel, but Moses successfully prayed and begged God not to do away with the children of Israel. Moses descended from the mountain, and in a rage, he smashed the tablets that were just written by the finger of God. Moses pleaded for guidance and for the closeness of God, and again ascended the mountain. While on the mountain, God instructed Moses to carve two stone tablets and write the Aseret HaDibarot. Moses remained on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, and then descended from the mountain with the tablets. It is said that Moses received not only the Aseret HaDibarot while on the mountain, but also the 613 mitzvot and the mystical teachings. Moses was to teach the people all the mitzvot during their wanderings in the desert. This was to prepare them for their service to God and their future roles in Eretz Israel. The giving of the law is the only time where an entire population was privy to the revelation and lived to tell about it. The law has been passed down from Moses to the present-day Rabbanim and students. Thank you for listening to Giving of the Law. Shalom.